Yes, welcome to Keep the Ball Together. Oh, no! Yeah. 40 KRS!
Mate, I think it's a stitch up though.
Aye.
Because you're on 50.
I know, but mine's are all guys, yours are all birds, aren't
it? Aye, aye, very much.
That's an rent now, isn't it? That's an rent in the new pad, 40K.
What's happening with that pad?
We're calling it now.
Fanny pad. Aye. Are you getting up on the table, shows your boots?
You want to see the boots?
Just give you a wee lie in front of your 40K.
Mate, watch my belly keep popping out my shirt, man.
How many of the 40K have you?
35K.
I'm gonna take that horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
I can just slide back into the chair.
Yeah.
No, no, be careful, mate.
Be careful.
Aye. Who's it? Whose shoes are they? Jimmy Nails?
No, my dad's.
My dad's.
He's practicing for his manager's outfit, isn't he?
That's a bit
of
a
outfit.
Aye, it'll be. Do you like this outfit,
mate? It suits you, mate.
Do you know what it is? No, seriously, mate, and the reason I need to say this, I feel people are now thinking I'm a joke figure, right?
You're just thinking that now?
For the last time, come on. Last year, month, Andy, right? And what I'm saying to them is, because I have a joke and laugh about and clown about, don't mistake me for being a joke figure. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't have to.
Is that your response to that?
Aye, seriously, mate. I'm telling you, I'm telling them right now, don't mistake, because it's a, you need to be careful with that.
It's a slippery slope.
So what are you? Just, what are you then, if you're not a joke fan?
What are you? Tell us.
No, but I'm just saying, don't cross
the
line.
You're a serious pundit, yeah.
Aye, I'm serious, don't cross the line.
Okay.
All right, lads.
How strange that Kev's wearing fishnet at Stockton under the tank. I don't like a t-shirt till Kev, new bit of clobber for you, mate.
It does, aye, that company, Montage Menswear, sent me it.
Looking well.
So I can't complain, so I certainly...
You deserve it, big man.
I do deserve it, you're right, Sonny.
Do you know what, mate, he's got to start being more fucking confident. I mean, what a career the guy's had.
Maybe no confidence. Quarterfinals, FA Cups.
I'm like, Henri, you really know what that means?
Imagine he had your confidence.
Oh, wow. Mate, do you know what I mean? I've based my career on playing with guys with Topley and Craigan. He's played with Henri, you know what I mean?
Nah. What about Mother's Day, what'd you do, Kev?
I did the best thing ever, because I went for a round of golf, then I came in and watched the golf and allowed Lynn just to sit with the kids all day and enjoy the time with them.
Right.
So I thought that was a decent
thing. That's decent for
you.
What did you get? A block of 10 goalie coaching lessons with Stevie Woods?
Stevie Woods is...
Danny McGrain does a block of 10, didn't he?
No, it's Tom Sheridan to get a block of 10.
Danny McGrain's too old. Keep coaching. Danny McGrain's far too old.
New set of gloves.
Tommy Sheridan.
And some Vaseline, that was it.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, he's a big man.
Susan, like your thumb, Paul?
Aye. Fuck's sake. Was that a crack man you sent through the post? Nah, listen. We let George and Susan every Mother's Day just enjoy ourselves. Right. You know what I mean? Name your dirty talk with you too, but that's it. That's
did you have a good day?
I should have cracked.
What about you, Andy? What'd you eat, Mum?
Aye, all right, we just send my mum some flowers. It's man else you can hear in as
well. He's actually a lovely guy, isn't he? Before he came on here, you had that wee... Do you know what I mean? He had a wee feeling about him, he's a bit fucking a bit dodgy and all that, but he's a good guy.
Good heart, isn't he?
Very good heart.
He used to text me, Slaney, and say, "Would you think of fucking Andy Aldi coming on the show?" And I was like, "I know, Slaney, we'll fucking pump him out."
Was I not?
We've warmed to him, it was
Slaney. The nation's sweetheart now, isn't he? Nation's sweetheart, Andy Aldi.
Yes. Oh, wow, unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Yes, he's staying
well. We need that to change a wee bit, don't we?
You've had mouth from off air, didn't
you? Aye, all the time. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to start feeding you wee hings for you to say when you start slotting people.
By the way, you've ruined my Mother's Day. I'm not even joking. Eh? So we got a Sunday roast, magnificent Sunday roast. Mother-in-law sitting across the table for us, just as you speak to eat. She pours gravy on her food, and all I can picture is fucking Steve.
Like Stevie Bruce.
Steve Bruce's head went on her body, man. It was fucking disturbing, man.
Just having a pint of gravy, right?
So thanks for that. You've ruined food for us as well now.
No, I believe Stevie Bruce is getting the credit.
But I did get better.
You're telling the truth, man.
Telling the truth, man. He's obsessed with gravy, so.
We'll come to him on the English one later on. Right, Rangers, Andy, flying.
Me, here, this
one fact. Andy, we need to say, get Wilson and Walter Smith, what a guy.
Aye, absolute hero. I think in my generation, he's probably the biggest ambassador the club's had. His success he's had over two stints as a manager, obviously assistant before, got the job the first time, and just an absolute legend in all senses. I've been fortunate enough to meet him a few times, and even when I haven't through tougher days and that, he's always been somebody that I can speak to.
What have you?
Because obviously, he's obviously a Rangers fan as well, so even...
He's phoning me, he never stopped if you were phoning him on your
phone. I think he got sick of him then, but... he was always at the games. I would always have a chat to him, obviously before or after a game, And I'm like, he's been a big help to Stephen Gerrard as well. Right. I think Stephen Gerrard's came out and said, I'm at conversations he's had. He's been up and down for the training ground, you know, plenty of times, but I just wish him and his family all the best and hopefully he pulls through whatever he's going through.
Have you met him, Kev?
I've never actually spoke to him, Si. Played obviously against a few Rangers team with him in charge, but anybody, even when I went my short time at Rangers, everybody, especially Big Jig, would speak so highly of him and said, like, the presence you feel when he walks into a room, he says, just command respect. So for me, I think that the measure of Walter Smith is what he's achieved in the game with Rangers at the two spells. I don't think anybody, and that's across the whole, any football level, has ever said a bad word about Walter Smith. The things he's done in the past, the things he's done for the club, like to hear the news over the weekend that he's had an operation and there was obviously crazy rumours on that side, but whatever he's going through, we just wish his family and himself all the best and hopefully recovers and can move on.
He got to the final of the Euros under-19s. He was a Scotland manager at the time. He flew here for the final and gave us a team talk before the game. Mate, boys on your hairs on your boss stand. His team talk was unbelievable. We ain't got beat fucking 2-1, but his team talk was brilliant, eh?
But it's like everyone, like you've said, they say everybody speak to it, works on them, they all love him, mate.
Yeah.
So like, you know what it's like with managers, you love them, you hate them, don't you? Mm. If you're playing, if you're not playing, but whether you didn't play, you were on the periphery, you started every game, everybody you talk to just loved them.
Mate, Derek's stories are brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Derek's unbelievable stories on.
What a man. Right, we'll get them on Thursday for Derek.
Aye, that's why I didn't want to say there too much.
Right, okay. Derek. Right, Rangers in Europe, Andy Halliday, they're going through, aren't they? Prague are a pub team, mate.
Rubbish.
I said that, everybody was buzzing off a slab in the first half, but Rangers were just poor.
They were rough.
Slavia were only cutting them open. Slavia are actually very direct.
Yeah, put the ball
in. They were just setting it and just flipping it in behind. But Rangers were so slack. It's probably the poorest 45 minutes they played all season, and they've still came away with a one each draw. So I think Rangers' ceiling's higher than theirs. So I think if Rangers play anywhere near the way they can, they'll go through in the end. But no, you've got it on the sheet of paper, greasy save at the end. That's wow. Like.
That's
genuinely one of the best saves I've ever seen. I think it's top five best saves I've ever seen.
Robbie Savage was absolutely caning. Who's he got to beat Scottish Football BT? Daryl Curry was caning him because he said it's the best save he's ever seen. And Robbie Savage said that, he went like that, stand up and walk out for that comment.
No, did he actually? Mm-hmm. What did Daryl Curry do?
Daryl Curry was like that.
Stood up and walked out.
Chris Sutton's like that, I know. Even the camera going to laugh at you. Wee Daryl Curry was going all red, mate.
Wee Daryl Curry.
But Daryl Curry.
6 foot.
Wee Daryl Curry. Aye, but he's wee, but isn't he? Aye.
No, I didn't mean that. He's tiny, mate.
But it was, but on the, how did that team beat Rangers? It fucking helped Leicester.
I know.
Mate, honestly.
No,
what about the manager? See, what he was wearing on the side of the pitch. Uh-huh.
Was it Air Jordans?
Mate, it's like he was wearing in the bathroom. I thought he was going off and sell Gerrard a
polo. Had a fireman's hat on.
I know. A fireman's hat.
Aye.
He had a wee cap on that one, didn't he?
My hose, aye.
Kev, is he world class, Al McGregor?
Aye. You know, the only surprising thing for like Al McGregor, for me in his career, is that he's never, like, Rangers are a massive club, big club, and an honour to play for them, but we're talking maybe like a massive English team. Why has nobody ever took some of
the? Was he Hull in the Premier League, wasn't he?
You think of maybe like back to the days of Andy Gorham, how good he was and how everybody talked about Andy Gorham. He got a move to Man United on the back of like being a backup keeper to help them because they knew the qualities he had. You think of some of the rubbish that, like, you think they paid 93 million quid for Asbjørn, whatever you call him at Chelsea.
Kepa.
Do you know what I mean?
Kepa, yeah. Kepa, yeah. Asbjørn,
and then you think of like, some of the other goalkeepers think, like, why don't you just say, come on, Alan McGregor, come play with us for 4 or 5 years and unbelievable.
This is an unbelievable debate, this, right?
Right.
Because can you class somebody as world class if they're not playing at the highest level of the game, right? So this is what I'm meaning. Alan McGregor's made a world class save with Lee Griffiths this season. Made a world class save the other night in Europe. But you look at Fraser Foster last season with Celtic. World class for Rangers in the final, even in Europe. But you wouldn't go down England and say Fraser Foster's world class. He's second choice to McCarthy. But then on that note, you look at Everton, Jordan Pickford, England's number one. McGregor's better than Jordan Pickford. So I don't know. My question is, can you
say a world class when you're playing Scotland?
Aye.
Get your point.
It's a good point.
That is a great point.
That's a good point. But the thing
that's why you're a top pundit, though.
That's why I'm serious today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think given that opportunity, Slaney, had he got an opportunity to one of the big clubs, I think he would have proved that he would have been world-class.
I think he's certainly good enough, Kevin. He's certainly good enough.
I think he
certainly is good enough. No, seriously, but I do think...
At the end of the day, Slaney... certainly is good enough. Yes. But he was Soapy's number two back in the 21s.
So he was. I still can't believe it.
Yeah, so we need to remember that, right? So
who was the goalie coach at Scotland at the time?
Big fucking
Stevie Woods.
Jim Leighton. Fucking Vaseline in his head. He's in goals.
But then again, another superb goalkeeper, Jim Leighton.
My favourite story is, remember, did you see Marseille's interview that I done with? He was talking about McGregor, the Russian manager at Hull.
I just moved out of boy.
Just a boy.
That's what he's like, though. But see, to be fair, there's been world class players that have played in Scotland, but they've then got the opportunity to go to a bigger club and show it. Like you were saying, I don't know how he's not had that opportunity. Like, even when he was at Hull, the amount of players in England, well, amount of goalkeepers especially, that have done well in English Premier League and English Championship, they've got a move off the back. He got Hull's Player of the Year 2 or 3 years.
Do you know who's manager at Hull is? Steve
Briggs.
That's why he was so good, because see down at Hull when they were doing the goalkeeping drills, Stevie Bruce used to put the gravy on the goal knife and he was slipping all the players and he still managed to save everyone.
not bad. His post match interview wasn't even that bothered, eh? Is that what he's like?
He never does post match because Rangers never put him up for it, because he's like, look at the stadium, there's no way we can put him in front of the cameras. But he's done a few lately and he's like, he's just so dry and he's just straight to the point. But to be fair, a lot of people react to that. Well, he's no PC. He's funny in his own way. He's just daft, mate. Mm-hmm. Just so daft, man. But he's, honestly, I love him to bits. And I played with Jordan Pickford, and for me, he's better than Jordan Pickford.
Where did you play with him?
Bradford.
Oh, did you, right?
And listen, Jordan Pickford's a top goalie. He takes a lot of stick, but he's...
He loves raves, doesn't he?
Aye, does aye.
He loves it. See the old like PCG, MC tunes and that.
Aye. Mental.
But obviously he's a top goalie. He takes a lot of stick, but he's England's number one, so you're not going to be a bad goalie for that. But if I was picking my best at living, I'd have Griggs ahead of him all day.
See, this might sound really off topic, but see in McGregor's younger years, and you know, having a couple of things off the field or whatever other things, do you think that was maybe the reason why the top managers didn't take him? But whereas in terms of his career at Rangers and Hull, he was brilliant because he was in there, but it stopped him getting the bigger move because people, maybe, you know how there's this fucking stigma with football, like the Jason Cummins thing, oh, he's a dafty half the park, we're no signing him. There seems to be that in football.
I was talking about him as well, top level, is he good enough for his feet to play at top level?
He is decent for his feet, mate. Right. I wouldn't say Griggs has got a weakness, but I wouldn't say he's not the most commanding coming for the ball for crosses, but everything else, see the thing for me, see if you look at the top goalies in the Premier League, right, De Gea, Lloris, Pickford, they've got 2 or 3 mistakes in this season. Oh, I've not seen Griggs make mistakes in his second spell. I'm not, generally, I don't think, off the top of my head, I can't remember him making a mistake that's led to a goal. And I'm not saying he's better than these goalies, but every goal is a good shot, every top goalie is a good shot stopper, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it comes down to the finer margins, like I've seen good with their feet, come for crosses, leader, and how many mistakes can they limit themselves with? And I can't remember Giggs making mistakes.
I think that you would maybe say is doing England. McGregor's probably in a lot of games in Scotland barely make a save, and I don't know if that's actually harder when he's called upon.
Keep concentration.
Do you know what I mean? He make a save, but certainly you look at, I mean, the save the other night. I mean, I don't think a lot of people would have made that save.
No.
It was impossible to keep the ball in
it.
Me and my dad were actually screaming at the telly.
What, thinking it was a goal?
I thought it was a goal. And you're celebrating? You're running about celebrating, thought it was already in. No, but Simon, honestly, I just kind of... What a keeper.
You think he'll stay next season, Kev?
Oh, he has to.
Andy's getting us an exclusive.
He's away, isn't he?
I'm getting you an exclusive.
I couldn't even say he's away.
Him and Gerard away at the same time.
Liverpool goalie coach, isn't it? I think he should stay.
Why would you retire when you're playing that well, eh? Yeah. What else is he going to do? Sit about the house? Would McGregor going to get a job?
See, if I was him, right, and I was 39 now, but maybe 38 at the time, and I'm just thinking, I'm going to go back to Rangers just to get them this title that they're wanting, and then I can call it a day, I can call it the highest level. But when he's playing this well, still, obviously, he must still feel fully fit and playing at the level that he does. He must want another crack at the Champions League and go for another year and see how
why
it goes.
Why would you not go to the Euros in Scotland as well? Would you not do that now?
I don't know, mate. Like, you see a lot of people chucking at international football, don't you? Constantly. A club
just because he's not played at Euros in his career, do you know what I mean?
But I mean, he's been retired for Scotland for so, what, 2-3 years now. Can he exactly come out now and say,
I want to come back?
Was him and Marshall at Hull at the same time?
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, like, Scotland have always had good goalies. Over the last sort of 10, 15, 20 years, that's the issue with Scotland. But we go through blocks of positions where we're unbelievable. And then we're not as good as it is. Like,
what job do you think Alan McGregor would do? I can see him being like a security guard in Superdog or something.
I think he's too daft for that, mate.
Eh?
Aye.
So why would you stop playing football? Because I couldn't imagine him working, could you?
No, he's not going to work. He's got enough.
He'd have a car wash or something, wouldn't he? Aye. McGregor, get a car
power
wash.
Power wash, driveways. Driveways.
Then driveways.
Aye, power wash the monoblock.
Sonny, you obviously want him to retire, here.
Aye. Good. Simon, go at the top. You've stopped to 10. Go out when you should, because you don't want to, because when the fans come back next year, it might be a different story.
Yeah. Rangers to go through then?
Certainly. I think they're a better team, and I don't know how they've got that draw. They've got that team, but I think they'll go through.
Kev, you think yourself?
Aye, I think the only way Rangers won't go through is due to their own performance. I think, obviously, you talked earlier on about my first performance was slack, Andy said, but I suppose if you'd been on the baby for 2 days, I'd be a wee bit slack.
It's embarrassing for that team.
My worry for Rangers would be Hellander's pace at that sort of level. See what you said about Prague playing over the top of him.
His positional sense is very good though.
But when the Rangers are better when they're pressing high, I think it's tough to do that with Hellander and the team.
Listen, like, I still don't think Slavia Prague are a bad team. Obviously, they're in the last 16 Europa League, but I just think, again, Rangers weren't anywhere near at their best the other night. And in the second half, they were still the better team in the second half against them. They were lucky enough to go in at half time. Obviously, the score where it was. But I think if Rangers play the way that they can and the way that they have done in Europe, I do fancy that we go through.
Rebo better up on that.
I think Slavia Prague's best chance of qualifying will actually come to Ibrox and try and get on the front foot straight away. I think that's their only opportunity. See if they set back, Rangers will just pick them off. But it would be nice to see Rangers go through, because
maybe that team, Kev's better away if they beat.
They might be. You never know.
You think so?
I don't. Maybe they're a bit. I don't know. Maybe if they're on the front foot, I don't know.
Who knows? We'll find out on Thursday night.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think Aribo's best position is? Because he plays between that middle three and wide right three up top.
I think his best position probably is as an 8 or a 10. So I think it does suit him when he plays in the middle three, and he's the one that's maybe allowed to be a bit more advanced. I was slightly surprised that Hadji started the other game, just purely because you can always kind of predict Gerrard's team in the bigger games. Like, he always goes to a more, maybe Scott Arfield in the front three, or Joe Aribo in the front three, goes more for a bit more legs and more defensive minded in terms of just trying to be a bit more solid, like, out of possession. But I think Scott Arfield will probably come back in during the week. Kamal Roof will have another week under his belt then as well, so he could potentially play. But I do think if Rangers play at their best, they'll go through. But it's like you said, I don't know how Leicester never beat Slavia.
They've got nothing up top, eh? Cutting edge up top. You're right, bro.
I'm bones or so.
Bones or so.
What one in particular?
That riding, mate. So that riding, innit?
That's one big bone, innit? Well, I said no idea. I feel deflated.
What is it, Indiana Jones as well, wee bit?
Mick Dundee,
that's it, huh?
Real best.
Definitely. He's borrowed. It's because it's Cheltenham this week. He's borrowed John McCrivick's hat.
So it is.
He's borrowed his hat.
We should do a Cheltenham show.
Should go down to Cheltenham. Fucking best there.
I'd love to do that.
You been, Kev?
It's the one thing that I've always said I would love to go and do. We'd be Cheltenham, take the missus and that for. Obviously, take her on Ladies' Day, but the other 3 days.
Mate, did I take the missus? We all go with the boys. It's the best.
That's it, brilliant.
The best, mate.
Did you go Swindon?
Every year.
Did you?
Guinness tent.
Hey, aye.
We're only 30 minutes up the road.
What's the one sporting event that you want to go to that you've never been?
Masters.
Aye, the golf. I would
love to go and I honestly would.
Mine would be him in the jet, as top as that.
It's a cracker.
I'd quite happily lose an inch to go to Masters.
Tickets are a fortune, don't they? That's some price you charge for that.
Well, if you want quality, you've got to pay for quality.
What would yours be?
I'd say maybe a snooker final, Higgins against Craig Gordon.
No, Ebden.
Oh, what a game that would be.
Ebden versus Craig Gordon.
Well, imagine Ebden just staring at him. When he didn't hit a shot.
What about you, Si?
The Masters, kid?
The Masters at the golf. What about you?
I only like football, mate.
Damn.
Not really into
it. What about Wimbledon? Federer?
Mm. I'd say the Masters would be better for me, to be fair.
Either that or like the Ryder Cup, say like the last day of the Ryder Cup singles.
I like your Ryder.
You're a rider.
Oh, you like the Ryder. You can ride with the best of them, Slaney.
What about you losing your job on Good Morning Britain, Kev? Big Piers.
Can you believe that? Walked out.
Sure, don't you want good for?
Shouldn't have walked out.
After something he said to you, that's
because the fucking weatherman said something to me. If he says something to me, I'm walking out today.
Nah, go back. You should go back, big man. I just want, honestly, a couple of weeks ago, people said I was ignorant of him because I wasn't facing him. I wasn't meaning that at all.
This like I'm looking at your ass.
Slaney, you read too much into the comments.
No, I don't read the comments.
People thought there was a thing between me and you. There always is a wee thing between you. Exactly, we can't disclose that.
He's meant to be going golfing today, didn't
he? I was supposed to go to driving range today.
He's got to play golf, isn't he?
You've got a right outfit for it, anyway.
Oh, aye.
Would you be embarrassed if I went to your club like this?
No, not at all. Would you not? I don't get embarrassed.
Imagine him rocking up to driving range with that outfit on.
Right, Celtic Rangers coming up after Rangers play on Thursday. How do you see this one panning out? Kev, we'll start with you.
Do you know what, Simon? Got the questions last night and I honestly don't really have
Were you on the pan when you seen it? How's this one panning out?
I just don't have an answer for this one because I don't know where Celtic are at. I don't know what team's going to come out. And I just think Rangers will just... I actually think Rangers will... I think it might be comfortable for Rangers. I don't know why I would say that. I just think that Celtic's kind of lost their identity in the last few weeks. Lennon got sacked, the league got won, and it's now a case of John Kennedy's been trying players and different things, different setups and lineups, what have you. And I don't think there's an identity there or what team's going to turn up. You couldn't say to me today, this is a Celtic team that's going to probably play on Saturday. Nobody really knows, whereas Rangers are the cemented in concrete. You know what's going to happen, you know how they're going to play, and it's up to them. I think if Celtic were to turn up and play well and maybe get a result, I think that would be a surprise.
Do you ever sit on the pan long enough that your legs go dead and you can't get back to
the you get pins and needles in your toes?
Horrendous.
You get some laugh walking back to the bedroom.
Oh, I hate that.
Paul, how do you see this one panning out? Somebody who has got an identity crisis as well. Who are you today?
I don't know, my bones are just agony. Like,
your bones are agony?
My bones are so agony. What are you doing? Don't know. No, listen, Simon, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It certainly is. It's a tough one to call, especially with Rangers in the back end going to be a European tie.
You're scunnered, man.
Say what you really feel.
I want to say, if Celtic don't win it, then I want to turn my back on Celtic.
Well, and support somebody else.
Should have said that. No, listen, I don't
know. Hold on a minute, Paul. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh. Based on?
This is Celtic's one game. I mean, they've not turned up all year. Forget everything else. Forget even the season after this game, which is our last game of the season almost. You need to stop Rangers in the unbeaten. And they can do it, certainly when you've seen the performance at Ibrox. Do they go with that diamond again? And I think a diamond's very dangerous, Simon. I really do. I think it's dangerous of a lot of species.
Shine bright like a diamond.
You don't know.
That's just he's got.
I'll even take it out, but generally we drink that. Generally, that's not even talking about
I don't think. Yeah, Slaney.
That's great. I don't know. That's a genius ever thought of that. Eh?
Slaney, I had some of that this morning. 47.
I've not done that for weeks.
For years. So, what, drink no go, Diamond?
Aye.
You and your dad stand like that and stare.
I really thought the house doing that. I fucking hell, Charlie Lifter selling it.
You should put your glasses back on, Jeff, because you keep seeing driving.
Let's try Daniel, we should get him back on, shouldn't we?
Definitely.
Back on, he's not been on.
Andy, is this as confident you've been going into the Celtic Rangers game?
I wouldn't say it's as confident as I've been. I do think Rangers are favourites, so. And just purely for the evidence it's been this year. Not the league table doesn't lie. Obviously, the past two Old Firm games, Rangers have come to top. I do think Celtic. I think we'll see a better Celtic version of themselves in the game. So I do think it's going to be a competitive game. But if I had to say one team would be favourites, I think it's Rangers. And like they said, you've got to fancy if Rangers come out on top in this game. You've got to fancy them to go into the season unbeaten. Because I've said for a long time that I don't think they will. I think it's very, very tough to go unbeaten in a season. like I said before, I think when Brendan Rodgers Celtic done it, I didn't think it was something I'd probably see again for years. But Parkhead's Rangers' last biggest task, and the way Rangers have played all season, you don't fancy them now to go and lose to Aberdeen at Pittodrie or Peace at Easter, at Easter Road or any of these games. So I think if Rangers they come out on top, I can see them finishing the season unbeaten.
Kev, what do you think Celtic's team? Diamond, 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1.
I think they've got to, you know what, Simon, it's a difficult one because they played well in the Diamond at Ibrox. Obviously, albeit they lost, but they did play well. I just think that for Celtic to have any sort of chance, whatever formation or selection they do, they've got to be on the front foot from the word go. I think they've got to put Rangers under pressure, put them on the back foot. I think that's their only opportunity. I think if they don't do that and Rangers, say, get an early goal, we've seen what happened when Celtic lose a goal this season. They just fold. And it could end up being a few goals. But
Griffiths needs to play, Kev.
Griffiths needs to. They need to play two up front. They need to play two up front. I'm glad they've got a proper right back in the boy, Kenny. Left back, I don't know. I think I'd like to see probably Greg Taylor come back in. I'd rather have him in. I think Laxalt has been a bit of a fraud. I don't think he's AC Milan. I don't know what AC Milan he's playing for, but centre-half-wise, who's fit centre-half-wise? The boy Welsh?
Welsh and Ayer.
Ayer.
Yeah.
Midfield four. Tumble's got to play. Soro's got to play.
Right. McGregor, obviously.
McGregor. And then, see the other one? You could put Christian there. You could put Mikey Johnson there, but to be honest, I don't really know because they've been hit and miss size, and nobody really owns the position. It's just a case of what John Kennedy decides. But I think they've got to play two up front. I think, no saying Hollander's a weakness, but obviously his pace is a bit of a thing. But do Celtic really have unbelievable pace that could go over top to really threaten that? I don't think they have. It's an old firm. Anything's going to happen, you know what I mean? Rangers are going to be clear favourites, but at the end of the day, it's an old firm and it means a lot. Celtic's got two games this season that are important, and the two games are both against Rangers to stop Rangers going undefeated. Like Andy said, Rangers won't lose to an Aberdeen or the Hibs. I can't see that happening. They're just needing a massive hangover from Thursday night's European tie for Celtic to maybe have an edge on Sunday, but we'll be watching and we'll be seeing and hopefully see what happens.
Will you have the scarf over the telly? Is that still happening or is that
I'd be ripped half but if Rangers score.
What?
And then put them messing about on Sunday, Saturday when I'm
going to scarf hell their eyes.
Aye. Put it in my dad's eyes, aye. Spin and win. No, I listen, buddy.
Spin and win.
Andy, see you
the donkeys, he's still playing that.
He loves it all.
See you as a fan, Andy. Would you still get a wee bit of jelly belly for Sunday? Even though you've won the league.
Oh, aye.
Like Shaw's jelly.
Aye.
Huh? Like Shaw's jelly.
Aye. A wee bit of jelly belly. You know, you get that feeling.
Just rub it in the strip before the game. Nah, there will be some fun, innit?
Aye, it's all fun.
You get changing that in the morning.
Yeah, seriously, right, but how bad has it been with... I'm not saying because Rangers won a league, nothing to do with that.
Fans?
Air or sport.
Aye, rubbish, mate.
It's so shite,
it's got worse, eh?
And that's what I'm actually glad, and you can see all these arrogant managers and football players, no football players, people play sport and all that stuff, very arrogant. Fans actually make them who they are, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah.
So when you realise, see, fans don't go to the games for the next 5 years, it's done.
Mm. Mate, it's not even like old firm games, it's any game. See when you're watching the Premier League now.
Can you watch it?
And you're watching it. Even some of the Champions League games with no fans.
It's fans that have done that, bro. 40k. Fans that have made that possible.
Just think, you've got more fans
I know.
Than most football clubs.
We're the third biggest supported team in Scotland. We are. Open goal, isn't it? Twitter wise and stuff like that.
Six.
We're the sixth most supported team in Scotland.
Take that out, fuck's sake, six.
Take that
sixth
in Scotland.
Really?
Sixth?
Sixth. Who's above us apart from saluting Rangers?
Hearts Hibs, and Hibs. Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, I suppose. True. Hibs, I feel like sixth.
We're in the top six.
Legit, innit?
Yeah, we bonus that, didn't we? Top six in there.
Top six. Have we got so who have we got in the split?
So Livia out.
So Livia out and me in.
Martindale out.
You and Martindale.
Rolling a bit.
Would you fight for the sixth?
Absolutely.
I could keep the balloons.
How would you fight dirty? Why's your tongue sticking out? Try to get off.
Slaney, could I keep the balloons for my 40th in June?
Are you 40 June?
40k.
Slaney, can you please like do a wee line dance in the boots? I'd love to
we
see that.
We could do a bit of line dancing. Why don't we all do a wee line dance? Cotton
there
Eye Joe.
There was something going on.
That's Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton.
The love is blind.
Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream, Kev.
Islands in the Stream.
That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another place.
He's got a good voice, isn't he?
No.
Dale, turn road then. Get the boots up on the table and just like lay. You're on the ranch. Like you're on the ranch.
Gonna take
my. But you need to talk that.
Gee's a cowboy accent.
Right, Gee's 5 minutes to get the accent in me.
Right, we'll speak for 5 minutes and you think of the accent, right?
Right.
So you're talking about like your horse and your.
Aye.
Right, okay. Chris Wilder, Kev, for Celtic. Would you take that?
Chris Wilder for Celtic? No.
Left Sheffield United this week?
No, for me, Simon.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. I think the clientele that Celtic have in the playing staff, I think us.
Good
I'm needing that, and I don't think he fits the
modern day coach,
the modern day type of player that Celtic have in their team. The reasons I say that is because they've managed to get Laney out, and I think that Chris Wilder could be in a similar path.
Mm.
I like how Chris Wilder comes across, and I like how he speaks. I think he had massive success at Sheffield United because he was a fan. He got it. He got a group of guys working for him this season. They've just come a wee bit undone, but. Could he go into Celtic and change the mindset or maybe 16, 18 players in a squad? I think it would be difficult.
Because he's worked with lower league players, isn't
it?
Most of the players at Sheffield United played League One, League Two, I think.
In terms of his football knowledge, Simon, his ability, he's probably got as good as anyone. But I think Celtic are needing to gear back towards somebody of the Brendan Rodgers ilk.
Yeah, I agree. Neil Lennon's been looking at Sheffield United, Joe Bandy.
Sorry, guys, sorry.
What's that you've dropped? Your play piece?
I say sorry.
Continue, sorry.
Still not to a cowboy.
Do you know what you're going to say? Have you got a full script?
No, I'm still trying to get it coming. Right. But it might be coming near the end of the show. Just I need to make it right.
Right.
I mean,
did you want involved in the discussion?
Aye, aye. Let me get
right, Chris Wilder, Paul, would you take him at Celtic?
No.
Why? For the same reason?
No, I don't know. Because he seems like somebody who gets the best out of players, but he's recruitment. And I know
Craig Brewster, he bought what it for Liverpool.
I mean, better halfway, Craig Brewster.
Wait,
he's Adidas Samba trainers on. Simon, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you've got somebody and a recruitment analyst in. I do not care if you've got him in the door. If he comes to you and says, I'm signing this player, if you're Chris Wilder, you say, no, we're not. And that's it. You don't let the amount of players that have come in that club who aren't good enough. Playing Premier League level and they've spent money.
Mm.
I think he's
got his names.
The boy George Bollock at right back.
He's that Bulldog.
Bollock to me because I played with MK Don Simon and I was five times the player he was playing Premier League. You know what I mean? We look at I think McBurney's excellent. I really do. Ollie Buck, not for me at all.
No
way. Quick.
Speedboat and a driver.
McGoldrick.
No, mate, didn't I say David McGoldrick?
What a fucking player.
Good.
McGoldrick.
Are you going to slag him there?
No, I'm just going to put your socks up. That was all right,
man. McGoldrick. Player.
But only recruitment, Simon. He's a man in charge yet, and he's allowed too many daddies to get into the club. For me.
Would you like to be a bit wilder?
Oh, Chris Wilder. He's shifting me like that Wild West one week, shouldn't you?
Many daddies out and about.
How many?
Two daddies.
Two daddies. But they need to be big daddies, don't they?
There's a man who's got a couple, didn't
there? Oh, I've got a few daddies.
Nah, you need a couple of big daddies, certainly, don't you?
Neil Lennon's been linked to a Sheffield United job.
Good on.
Can you see him getting that, Andy? Nah.
So early after leaving Celtic, probably not. But it's good. I mean, it's good to see him linked to the job. It's obviously, I've said it before. I don't think he's going to have any issue getting in somewhere. But I mean, I'd be surprised. I would be surprised if he ended up getting the job. But I mean, fingers crossed.
There was a smell of cheese in Sheffield at the weekend. I thought you had your feet, but Paul Heckenbottom, the mouse was taking over. Are you surprised to see it, Paul?
Pathetic, man. Seriously, pathetic. How can a mouse here walk into a Premier League job? I don't want to say too much about the guy. He doesn't deserve it.
Airtime. Yeah. He's going to, but I'm going to speak about how the other half left.
Correct result he got in on his first game.
He didn't know, did he? Massive job, Sheffield United, too. I love playing as Jews.
Aye, class. Man, so good.
Brilliant.
So you good. Feel like see, my senses.
See, we love talking about players that just hate scoring there. Yeah. Chris Wilder would have been a manager, wouldn't he? he's a manager that the players that hate.
He does seem a legend, though, doesn't he?
Aye,
loves
he does. His post match interviews are brilliant. I've heard that he. Loves a baby, I know.
Does he?
I've heard he loves a bevy.
No, no, he does love a bevy, that's right. So he does love a bevy.
And he loves his team having
a bevy.
I think
he sits with the boys and has a pint in it.
Aye. Mm-hmm. They brought out the night before that Leicester game, eh?
Right, no,
we all took it, didn't he? On morning or not?
Aye, Sunday morning.
Stephen Glass is the favourite for the Aberdeen job with Scott Brown as his assistant manager, but also playing. Can you see that happening? I've heard that he's close to getting the job. You've heard that as well.
Well, I've heard he's got a big chance, I guess.
Is he that way then?
What's his brother's name again?
Otto.
Otto Glass.
I like everyone. I mean, I don't think there's one person out there that probably wasn't shocked when they seen the exclusive that he could get the job and Scott Brown's going to be the player assistant, but could probably work out well for both parties. Where is he then now? He's in America or something?
Taking a B team. So. Well, I thought he was taking the actual first team. He takes in his own.
Is it in America?
No, in Atlanta.
No, America, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck, I thought it was Atlanta.
Atalanta.
Atalanta, what?
Atalanta. Oh, Atalanta.
Ah, right. No, but
B team in America?
A B team in America, mate. Can't get that. I always say that. To get the Aberdeen job, you need to have actually achieved something at a
100%.
You should be getting the Aberdeen
At least he knows Scottish football, though. Do you know what I mean? It's no way. It's no as if he's a B team manager in America and he's American and he knows absolutely nothing about Scottish football. So, could work out for both parties.
Alan Perdue. Remember he called Alan Perdue Alan Perdue? Also, a favourite one of the boys for Andy Constantine's videos in the running for the job as well.
Is he?
I think it was the plumber. Uh-huh.
Or was it the plumber?
The plumber, aye.
That worked out.
Anyone else?
Dick and Pinky.
Pink. Dick Campbell, aye.
Dick Campbell, aye.
Pinky, why does somebody not go for Dick Campbell?
We've been saying
that's what we've been asking, mate.
That doesn't make sense. He's records and.
Him and Pink, you think?
Aye, 100%. Dick Campbell's knowledge of the game and his presence and. Generally, one of the best guys I've met in the Open Goal.
Nah, he was a good guy, wasn't he?
What a hero, man. What a hero.
Scott Brown, player assistant, and Craig Brown was going to be player first team coach as well. So Craig Brown could be throwing the bits back on.
Chief party night organiser.
Craigie Brown reporting for a party.
Exactly, Simon.
Imagine Craig Brown and Scott Brown in the middle of pitch.
I'd love
to see that.
Gordon Brown, goalie coach. Just got out of Brown.
Who Brown?
Gordon Brown. Gordon
Brown. Phil Brown, the manager. Remember him?
Oh, James Brown, the singer up front.
Yeah. Rooney to St. Johnston.
Big boy, wee man, big man, wee man target, aye.
Do you think Rooney would leave Celtic? Or can you see him being there next year, Paul?
I want him to stay there. I don't think he should.
You want him to stay at Celtic?
Aye. I just think because of this season, and listen, he could go, he's done it for him, but I think he should stay and try right or wrong, Simon, for this year.
But see, knowing Rooney, like, if a new manager came in and maybe wasn't going to play as much, he wouldn't have liked that, Rooney, would he?
No, but I do think that the amount of criticism Celtic have got this year, they've lost their league. He's the type of person that will spur him on again. It seems to every time his career, when he's had a setback or people have doubted him, he gets stronger. I don't know if it's maybe a wee bit too late, Simon, because he is getting on, but I would certainly say, and surely, if I was had these coaches at Celtic, maybe if it's the...
Took the reserves for a bit, didn't he?
I'd maybe go back. I think he gave it up because he was playing, but I think he should stay with... the Celtic coaching, maybe it's under 23s or whatever, under 20s or whatever it is. Mm. I don't know, I would say so. But I don't know, maybe what this is better.
I just think that if he chose to leave Celtic, he would leave his head high. He'd leave like in great regard for what he's done. And at some point he's going to have to try and further his career in football if that's the route he wants to go down. So do you wait in at Celtic? Like maybe say John Kennedy obviously had to retire early from football and he's been in there and he's hung on and now Lenny's got the job and it's unlikely that he's going to get the job. So does Bruno look at that situation and think, well, I might not get the path I want here at Celtic. Why don't I go away, continue my learning in terms of working maybe with Stephen Glass if they get the job, but also continue as a player? I think there's an option for both and against, but if it were me... Does he really need to go and try something new when there's still maybe legs in the old dog yet? I don't know. I think he should stay at Celtic. I think he's got more to offer. If he doesn't play as much with a new manager, I think his experience of what he's went through in the last 9-10 years could help the squad.
It'd be strange we've seen him in
it would be strange. Would Aberdeen fans be happy with a Scott Brown? With Scott
I think
Brown
they would, no?
Would they, aye?
I think so.
I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
Surely he would.
But whoever gets the Aberdeen job, it's a massive job, Simon. And they need to get in there, and regardless of what the Aberdeen fans thought of Derek McInnes and how much they wanted to change, I've said it before, be careful what you wish for sometimes, because Aberdeen aren't they financially strong to be going with a new manager and backing a new manager because of the circumstances. So let's see what happens and see how this plays out. But whoever gets a job, if it's Stephen Glass and Bruni, wish them all the best.
I wonder if Wee Strachan would take it for a last job. An Aberdeen legend, didn't
he? Shout that would be.
Big shout. That's a strange two, isn't it?
Strange two.
Glass and Brown.
They're best pals, aren't they?
Strange pals.
You think? How?
To go for, I know we've said it, but to go for American second team
to Aberdeen. No, I don't think you should get the Aberdeen job back.
No.
Where if they get...
Well, he was a player, wasn't he? He was a player there.
He was a player there?
Yeah. I wonder if he'll come back with a weird American accent.
He'll be talking like Sean Maloney.
Be more honored to him.
And there you go. Why not Sean, eh? Why not Sean? Where's this Aberdeen boy as well?
Where's this cowboy accent though?
I know, right, come on.
Not yet. Still trying to get it in my brain.
What sort of scene are you setting in your head?
That's what I'm trying to think. What
about if another cowboy like stole your horse?
No. So like, there's a bird in the distance and you've got your horse next to you.
Yeah.
And it's one of the...
And he's walking up to him.
40k.
Come on, boy.
Why, boy? It's a woman, he said. Why is he come on, boy? Oh, dear. Half
its half.
Tonto.
I can't do it, boys. I'm nervous.
Come on, you can. You're a good
actor. Keep going and I'll get it.
Do you know what I do?
What type of cowboy is he going for? Is he going for like a Mick Dundee or is he going for like a Texan cowboy?
John Wayne, hell.
Or John Wayne.
Clint Eastwood. I'm so worried because I know I say something and I can't say it because after it comes into my mind, he's no right.
What do you want to say? You want to slap your horse's ass? Is that what you want to say?
No, but you know what I mean? Pissed.
Simon, he certainly couldn't be John Wayne. Too small for that.
There you go.
Just do the accent.
Give him some of the. He's just called you small. You do some of the him, Kev.
No, boys.
Get him a toothpick. Somebody get
him
a toothpick. A toothpick would help.
Hey, boys, I'm not an actor, honestly.
Get a toothpick right, but don't keep stabbing your face.
Do you know why?
You can't wear that,
but do you know what's happening here? I'm getting so many flushes and flashbacks when I try to act with Ford. Remember? I keep saying that I've seen. Every time I'm thinking of the scene, I keep thinking of him.
What did he say about why you're in your sister's clothes?
Remember the first one, but you went like that. The fuck is he talking about? Oh, mate, sorry, boy. Sorry.
Right, okay. We're on to Livy top six. They've secured it. Well done, Davey.
Davey's. That's incredible, actually.
Livy's never thought that when he took over.
Mate, I'm
suffering.
There you go.
Yeah. He's honest, mate, isn't he?
I know you're saying you took a bit of stick at him, but I think he's. Obviously, he's brilliant. I think he's dead refreshing, to be fair, because. He's honest.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Similar to what we said about Big Greggs earlier. Sometimes it's just refreshing to hear the old same old PC answers. Do you know what I mean? So good on him. I'm a big fan of him.
And then two fingers up to Paul
Sentos. First things first, though. What about the Jets goal at the weekend?
I know, mate. What a goal for Big Jim.
He's got Big Jim playing well.
What was it, a volley?
We flick up and turn and top bins,
I don't know who that is looking, eh?
Honestly, just... I can't believe it. Around him and say, well done, son.
I thought he was just a tackler. Big
it's the fact he's got his hips still moving that well.
It's crazy.
Just shows you that people all want youth and all that in the game. Do you know?
And you've got McGregor. Making saves like that. You've got Jim Jeffrey scoring goals like that. There's a place for experience, isn't there?
I did speak to somebody saying the Jets got unbelievable ability.
Yeah.
He's just a wee bit big.
Right.
Is he still flexible?
He used to be able to do the splits, but he's a wee bit tight.
He's sort of still nimble, isn't he?
Imagine the Jet and Craig Brown, same team.
Oh my days, what a partnership, man.
What a spine of your team, imagine that. Craig Brown in the middle, Jet up top.
He'd be that wee dog in the middle, wouldn't he?
wee Brownie.
Dirty in the middle.
Why dirty?
Did Craig Brown play for? Who did Craig Brown play for?
Clyde,
did he?
I think so, huh? Livingston to Paul, you never thought it'd be possible when David took over.
Simon, and I've given him a bit of criticism. As I say, I'm not scared of anybody, and I gave him a bit of criticism, certainly. Also, the wee boy Scott Robinson.
Oh, did you see that?
It was a strange man.
Ruthless Sophie Martin doing it. Saying he'll play for them again.
Because he brought him on early.
Yeah.
In one of the games, and then took him off. So a sub almost. But it's a bit different for a sub because he was brought on because of an injury in the first half. And then Scott Robinson came off and walked right down the tunnel. Did you know that story?
He says he'll never play for him again.
I don't know about that.
Well, you just said that, didn't you?
He said that in the paper. He said
no, I don't know about. I don't know about if I like
that's
that.
That's the right decision, right?
Sorry, Andrew, I got a bit scared there and you turned on me. Because I know the boy, Scott Robinson.
How do you know him?
Away with Scotland.
Right.
I mean, say, represent my country.
Good man.
Yeah, no problem, Simon. And,
proud?
Aye. Right, so. But I know him, he's a really good lad.
Did George enjoy you going away with to represent your country?
My man, I get fucking stoned here in Turkey.
easy is it to set him up into something?
Mate, no joke.
You got stoned.
I can't believe it, mate. After the game, man, we came out of the fucking man, team that are gone. I'm like, what are you doing? The team's there, the manager's there. For laughing, everything I said.
Sandwich. Did they buy fake snaps or there?
Yeah, that's it, my bag of crisps.
Fake Rolex.
See, do you feel as if you represent a country everywhere you go?
Aye, 100%.
So like Holland and that.
Is that why your dad still goes to Turkish barbers? He goes there, didn't he?
Aye, but no, you're right, aye. Oh.
Did you get stoned in the Turkish barbers, didn't you?
I shouldn't have said that, but I know. The guy will get kicked out of his job, man, for God's sake.
Right,
hey,
so...
think you've grabbed your pistol bar.
It's the same accent every time.
He's only got two accents. He's normal one and that.
Hey.
That was good.
I think you've left your pistol on the ground floor. That's so bad. So bad. So bad. Like I'm done. Like I'm done, boys.
Hey, how is did they pick you up?
What are you?
How did they pick you up for a sketch?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The right
I think you've dropped a fist of war. Silent. Silent. Do you know what that looks? Say like a film like the dirty sheriff walks in.
Somebody get him a fag.
Because that's what you used to do back in the cowboy days, is it?
That's a new one, isn't it? Hey, Weasel, do you want your old job back? Say it.
Oh my God.
Crack pop.
Oh my God. Right, Andy, will St Mirren or St John's finish in the top six? What? Will St Mirren or St John's finish in the top six?
St Mirren away at Hamilton.
No, no, no.
One more game.
St Mirren away at Hamilton, St John's and Home at Ross County.
St Johnson.
Hey, St Mirren will get beat for Hamilton. A draw.
Whose hands is it in?
Drop points.
St Mirren's. They're a point ahead.
Oh, yeah. But Hamilton, best team in the league this time of year. And St Johnson are doing all right. I know they get.
No, they did. They won last game, didn't they? So,
mate, my he's gone, mate. Honestly, what was that? I wish St Johnson.
You should have sucked some of that helium out and did that.
What Premier League manager made a good cowboy? Chipper.
Chipper be the best ever.
Oh, aye, brilliant. No, Brian Reid.
Brian Reid would have been good.
The old Hamilton manager.
Brian Reid, Billy Reid.
Billy Reid.
He's got a pure leather face, isn't he?
He'd be like a wee stupid sheriff or something, wouldn't
he? I need to take it serious. Pull those backhands into the gun.
What about Davidson, nah?
No.
He's not a cowboy.
He could.
He's a chef.
He's got the dark.
The beef eater. Chef and the beef eater.
Give him a
Brewster's. Craig Brewster's.
Craig Brewster.
No, Craig Brewster would be a good cowboy.
Why?
Nah.
By the way, I'd be allowed to talk about something that happened in England, but it's no Premier League.
Talk about what you want, mate.
Mate, what about Derek Adams and Kevin Ellison?
Are we going to talk about
that? We're going to talk about it in the English podcast.
Aye, well, that's what I'm talking
about. Clearly, never read the script last night, Andy. No.
Kev, St Johnson or St Mirren for you? Let's make predictions.
You know what? I think St Johnson. Because I think Hamilton plays at Monday, you said?
Yes, at Hamilton.
I think Hamilton will be... St Mirren will see themselves as safe from any relegation or that, whereas Hamilton are trying to get safe. So I think St Mirren will have a harder game against Hamilton than St Johnson will against
Ross County.
Aye. So
is there any big incentive like bonus to finish top six?
You finish top six.
TV money, just mere TV money, or
you just get the Celtic and Rangers. You should be good to get Celtic.
Ah, you get an extra Celtic Rangers.
But right now, did they get the same?
Mate, we had to win our last game against St Johnson in the top six. I think it was Kelly that was going for us, and I passed the ball straight to Michael Hallam.
You've told me that,
and they scored. So I had to wait on Sunday and hope that Kelly had got beat on telly, or it would be mean that fucked the top six.
Did they
Kelly got beat? Huh? Oh, horrible.
World there. Oh.
No, it was Brian Graham I passed it to.
Think of the when you, that walk.
I think if you pass the ball to Brian Graham, you're safe, do you know what I mean? But somehow you stick it in the fucking stand.
You thought you'd got your team through, didn't you?
Paul, who are you going? I think St. Mirren, I love St. Johnstone, but I think St. Mirren deserve it. I think they've been there.
I think I would rather St. Mirren, but I think St. Johnstone would do it.
Even if they don't finish top six, Jim Goodwin's done a hell of a job this year. So
what about him for the Aberdeen job? I was thinking.
I think he
long term.
I think in the future,
that's a great
you'll definitely be wanting to no disrespect to St. Mirren, but bigger and better things, because I think he's got a big future in the game for a young boy.
I agree.
What, see how Ross Callaghan. See how you say like in the future.
Oh yeah, Ross Callaghan.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Oh my god.
See how you say like obviously in the future. Guys like Jim Goodwin, see if they have like a bad season, did they ever get that opportunity? Do you know what I mean? Because it's short. Like I think if an opportunity comes to go to Aberdeen, you go now, because you might end up finishing top six or just not missing out, just missing out in top six. Start the season next season and it might just all fall apart. And you think, God, 6 months, who's the manager? The boy at Partick Thistle. Remember, had the opportunity to go down south.
Hey, Alan Archibald.
Didn't he take it? Stayed at Partick Thistle.
Golfer, didn't he?
And now he's working as the number two under Ian McCall at Partick Thistle. So I believe in football, you've got to take an opportunity while it's there. Right. If it's there.
Yeah, I think Jim Goodwin made a great cowboy. If you were were to offer him the Aberdeen job as a cowboy, what would you say to him?
Oh, that's a great question, Simon. See, when you actually asked a minute ago, do you think Jim Goodwin actually thought you were going to ask that?
So you prepared for it, right? Go.
No, boys, honestly.
No,
bones are sore again.
Right, we'll do that at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Kevin Nisbet's back.
Super.
Hadn't scored for 2 months.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can, mate. You can do what you like.
Who's the best player in Scotland outside Old Firm?
Oh, that's a great question.
You need to name one. I'll give you two.
Ryan Hedges.
Aye?
Yeah.
I'll go Nisbet.
Right.
Performances wise or talent wise?
Talent. You're saying talent or talent. I'll go Hedges.
Scott Allen.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, Scott Allen, in terms of when he's playing weekend, he's not been playing. We're talking about Slaney. Currently, during this season, who's performed the best out, or just who is the best?
Or who do you think could go play for Celtic and Rangers?
Aye, that's a good one.
Right.
Aye, that's better.
Aye.
Who do you think's better, Shankland or Nizzy?
Vastest before, I say Nizzy, but I think you say Shankland, didn't you?
Nah, I don't know if I could choose.
Mm. So I would say Nizzy,
but I need to watch this back, because I'm sure you've said Shankland.
No, I'm meaning, aye, I probably did. But I think Nizzy, as the weeks have been on, I've watched a lot of him. He's not played the last few weeks, so I can call it
Frank McAvenny, man.
Frank McAvenny, isn't it, Frank?
Good question.
I think
I do like Doig as well, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, the left back.
Doig, the left back for Hibs.
His really assist on Saturday was incredible.
Yeah.
Celtic are going for him.
Did you see his assist?
No. It was Hamlin that set it up, was it not?
No, it was Doig for the penalty. His assist for the penalty.
No, is that no Doig up front?
No, Doig, the left back.
Is it no Boyle that went down for the penalty?
I know, but did you not see fucking Doig's shot at goal?
All right,
absolutely fresh air. That
did he?
Straight to Boyle got brought down for the penalty.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'll go Hedges. I like Hedges, mate.
I like Hedges at Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Very good left foot. Glides through the game. I think he could adapt to... I think he could fit in quite well at either Old Firm. I think he could play in that hole.
Mm-hmm. Hedges?
I think he could. I genuinely think he could. See what you've got to remember as we've got to remember is with players who are doing well out with the Old Firm. See, when you put them in the Old Firm, better teams, better players in, you become better automatically. I was brilliant at Sunderland with signing with good players. See, when they called me with Muppets, I was fucking shite. It's just football. You're only as good as you get. See, if you take me off this show, you should be hopeless.
Yes, big man. See, that's the confidence I want to
have. That's good, isn't
it? No.
Yogi said the dive is a diver for Martin Boyle. Have you seen it?
No.
No, that's good. So, Martin Boyle's dive should be set off.
Aye.
He's on a yellow card, dives.
Definitely.
The dive should be an automatic red card.
Yeah, I agree.
Yellow cards don't stop people diving. It means nothing. Red card.
Good point.
Mm. Yogi says the last time he's seen a dive, the boy was wearing Speedos. Tell him who the boy was.
Dick Campbell.
No, wasn't he? They were red and white Speedos.
Kev's. Peter Reid's face on us.
Aye.
How did you notice Peter Reid's was two big ears?
No, I was your boss.
Two big boss.
If you finish the season strongly, you'll get a move again, won't you, Nisbet?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had an interest in January. And it was absolutely flying. Big shout for you, to be honest. I think you deserve a lot of credit.
Well, it's the start of the season.
What did they say, Andy?
He said that Nisbet will be the best signing in the season, right?
He did, aye.
Great signing.
It's the only one I fucking got right.
So see, ask you this, Simon. Yeah. Has Nisbet no been playing because he wanted a move?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Doidge and Boyle done quite well together.
Still, for me personally, if I was a manager, you've got to understand in football why that move was coming about because of the finance, whatever.
Exactly.
That's a life-changing opportunity. You can't then take the huff with the boy no playing because he wanted away. He's not going to then come back into the team and not try.
Mm.
I don't think he's that type of player.
No, he doesn't seem that type, does he?
No, I think he's got a great attitude because...
Jack Ross went to England.
Eh?
Jack Ross went running to England for Sunderland.
For money.
There you go.
Good point. Great point.
You're a joke figure, you're right.
No.
So I just think that Hibs, obviously, they lost the last two and then they went 1-0 down Saturday. If they hadn't got that quick goal, quick reply, they could have lost 3 in the bounce. And whose fault would that have been? You'd start pointing the finger at Jack Ross.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're going to obviously maybe seal third place now. And,
oh, third's there now, isn't it?
But no, the boy Nisbet, to be fair to him, he's just a goal scorer. And he's got a good touch, a good awareness. His first thought's always to get on the half turn. I like that.
See, Yankees Mirna goal scorer, Kevin.
You watch more football than I do, but opportunity wise, he's always there looking to score.
Well, that's why I think that I've changed my opinion. That's why I would have him just ahead of Shankland, because I think Shankland is more of a goal scorer. 5 yards out, bang. Whereas I think Nisbet is more all round.
Mm-hmm.
He gets about a firing defenders and all that.
Bashes people about, doesn't he?
Aye, yeah. Really.
Like Craig Brown.
Craig Brown type. Yeah.
Dog. Good question that led to good points. Well done, Slaney.
That's us done, lads. Kelly are done as well. There you go.
Aye.
Kelly are away, I think.
Aye, done.
Big
done.
Tommy.
I'm not changing my mind anymore. I think it's Kelly.
Yeah.
Or maybe Ross County.
I think. Mm. I really hope Yogi doesn't go down, because I said to keep them up there.
Nah, same, mate.
I think Ross County have just got something about them. I don't know what it is. I think they score goals. See the big boy?
Jordan White.
Jordan White. I think he's actually helped the likes of Billy Mackay get a bit more. And I don't know. And it's no easy going up to Dingwall. I don't care what anybody says. You'd rather go to Rugby Park and play against Kilmarnock there than go up and play Ross County. I don't want to see Kilmarnock going down, but I think if Kilmarnock go down...
You should go back in, big man.
It would be... Long
think
term,
he'll get his haircut if he goes into the championship.
Mate, long term effects of Kilmarnock going down could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
Because I don't think financially they're in a great place. I don't know.
Donald Trump? Donald Trump, he's got a course up there, isn't he?
Aye.
Because you have to send fake news to everybody.
Just blaming China every time we got a meeting.
Every single time we get paid. Fake news every time.
Fake news.
What is imagine his defensive wall for free kicks.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
Jenkins. Who's his bigger, the White House or Moises?
Come on. By the way, I've got something to tell you, but it's for the English podcast.
Oh, wow. That's what done anyway.
Tune in. Superb.
Perfect, lads. Well done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.